Before we get started, we just wanted to thank you for all your support.
Join us on Patreon for exclusive bonus content and make sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Carried Away Podcast.
Let's get into the episode.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, and welcome to Carried Away.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Carried Away, your all-time favorite podcast.
Absolutely.
Welcome to season 3, episode 12. I think and hope that is the next episode.
It is. Don't you worry. It is.
Yes. We are on it. Okay, so before we get started, Keely, do you want to give the people a little recap?
Let's do it. Okay, so last episode, which was a very eventful episode, especially for Carrie, but yeah. We had obviously the elephant in the room. Natasha caught Carrie in her apartment and Natasha fell on the stairwell, like she lost a tooth. It was this whole situation of Big and Carrie at the hospital, and Carrie declared that the affair is officially over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Aiden is still none the wiser. Poor old Aiden. He doesn't have a clue. Yeah. Miranda was infatuated with a sandwich.
Yes, that was a very interesting and odd storyline.
Yeah. I don't really know what else to say about that, but Miranda was infatuated with a sandwich and she was going to have sex with the sandwich. That didn't happen though.
It was a weird moment.
Yeah, it really was. Charlotte hired Anthony in preparation for a wedding, so we know that Charlotte's wedding is coming up and we've got a new character. And then Samantha had a HIV test and then fucked the male Samantha on a sex swing.
Had a great time. In a safe way.
Exactly. It was just this, when you like break it down like that and you know, you've got this one side of the episode that's like Carrie and Big are officially over, Natasha caught them, people were losing teeth, and then on the other side you've got a sex swing and a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like
keeping it varied.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The sex swing and the sandwich, that is a novel.
Oh my gosh, it really is. That's what the episode should have been called, really.
All or nothing. Who the fuck?
I know.
The sex and the sandwich. Is this that? A joke?
Yeah.
It is a joke.
Well, anywho, let's get into it. Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Originally aired the 3rd of September 2000, directed by Daniel Algrant and written by Cindy Chupac. We start with Carrie in the voiceover saying, "For Miranda, the only thing worse than being Charlotte's 34-year-old bridesmaid was being a 34-year-old bridesmaid without a date." So we see Miranda at a restaurant and we assume she's just on a date with one guy. But Carrie continues and says, "With the wedding less than a week away, Miranda..." I'm going to say what I've written, but I don't know if that's right. Felpret? That's not right.
Miranda what?
Felpret to the siren song of a New York singles event.
It just reminds me in Six, the musical, there's a line, "Who was he kidding? I was pret-a-manger." And that's now what I can think of. So you know what? We're going to go for it. We're gonna go with it. Go for it, go with it.
So anyway, what she was saying was that she was at a New York singles event, which was multi-dating.
Mm-hmm. Which is just speed dating.
Yeah, which is just speed dating. So we see someone ring a bell and then the date goes and the next one comes along. Carrie says, "$20 bought you 7 mini dates, each 8 minutes long, which is about as long as most blind dates should be." Miranda's next date is Dwight, and we see her telling Dwight that she's a lawyer, and instantly Dwight is uninterested.
Yeah, which, you know, which was just stupid.
Completely stupid. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we see then, following that, Miranda saying, I'm a lawyer. And these men just like completely instantly, you know, not interested.
So weird. It's just so bizarre.
It's bizarre because it's so impressive.
I know. It's like such an attractive quality to be like dating somebody with an interesting job, or that they've had to like train for like so, you know, she went to Harvard.
Yes. And she's a partner. She's 34 and she's just me and partner. Yeah. And it's just unbelievable. But anyway, and then at one point she decides to tell someone that she's a stewardess. And the man just smiles.
Mm-hmm.
We get a three bell, you know, ding, ding, ding.
Mm.
Like, we've got one.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
As much as I hate the storyline, I also love the storyline because Miranda is a stewardess.
It's so funny.
It's so good. Yeah.
It is so good. So after that, we are at Charlotte and Trey's rehearsal dinner. Carrie, Sam, Miranda and Aiden are just together like chatting about Miranda telling the guy that she was a stewardess, and she says that she was testing a theory because men are threatened by, you know, her being a lawyer, being a partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she says she got no dates as a lawyer and she got a date as a steward.
Mm-hmm.
Stewardess, excuse me. Miranda says that men want, like, she was about to say this, and Aiden shouts, a liar? And they sort of laugh, and you see Carrie sort of like suddenly go in on herself, like, you can see the guilt written all over her face.
Yeah.
And Carrie in the voiceover says, I was the liar. I'd finally ended my affair with Big, but the guilt of lying to Aiden was like a hangover I couldn't sleep off. So Aiden basically says, then, you can't date him now because you lied. And she says, well, I'll eventually tell him, and if it mattered, he would look totally shallow.
Mm-hmm.
So Trey then gets up to make a speech and thanks everybody for being there, but says, you know, a special thanks to the out of towners. And he mentions his cousin Caleb, who came over from Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And then Caleb, like, sort of made a joke. Nobody could, you know, it was a very, very thick Scottish accent that I think it was an exaggerated accent that it was like, you know, nobody in this room is going to understand what he's saying apart from the Scottish people.
It's very hard to understand.
Yeah. And we cut to then Sam, and she says, I know what I'll be having later. Like, we all know. So Samantha gets up straight away and goes and introduces herself, and he's just talking. And she's like, does not have a clue what he is saying.
Not a clue.
She says to him, like, she says, oh, it's your first time in New York. I'll show you around.
Mm-hmm.
And he's game for that. But she doesn't understand if he's or not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she has absolutely zero clue what's going on. But she's here for it.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. She's like, I fancy you. I'm going for it.
Yeah. Can I just say before we move on, Aiden looked so good in this episode, but
in this episode,
scene,
yeah.
I was just like, wow. There was just something about Aiden this episode. It was special.
It's very special.
Special.
So the girls are trying on their bridesmaids dresses with Charlotte there in Vera Wang. Charlotte throughout this scene is just, she's just not having any of it. I think she's just at that point, like, I can understand at a wedding you're just like
stress,
you know,
the
days before a wedding. Yeah. She just doesn't want any shit.
Yeah.
So Carrie basically says, you know, she wants to tell Aiden about her and Big.
Mm-hmm.
And Miranda's advice was, you know, if I had been the one to be cheated on, I would want to know.
Mm.
Sam said, you know, men lie about all this stuff all the time. Just don't tell him.
Mm.
And Charlotte says, you can't do it before the wedding.
Yeah.
That was all, like, she was like, don't do it now. I don't want you and Aiden fighting, like, at my wedding.
Yeah.
She said, like, my wedding week.
Yeah.
Miranda's like, you get a day and that's it.
I do agree with what Charlotte is saying. Like, there's basically enough to be stressed about. She doesn't want to be thinking, is Carrie unhappy, you know, at the wedding.
Or have a scene at the wedding, like, you know, all those things that could happen.
Mm.
In this scene then, like, Samantha's been very clear that she just doesn't care about being a bridesmaid. She's like, you know, giving out about the dress length, you know, she's asking if it could be shorter. And Charlotte's like, no, she wants everyone to be like, have the same length of dress.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha says, well, if I have to be a bridesmaid, I want to look good. Charlotte says, well, you don't have to be a bridesmaid.
Yes.
And then they just have a little bit of a, you know, if you don't want to be a bridesmaid, you don't have to be here. And Sam's like, fine, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And they sort of have a bit of a tiff.
It's a very heated moment. It's a very heated moment.
It is a very heated
moment. They were just both saying things that they just should have both, like, kept it. Just zip it. Tensions are high. Just zip it and don't say anything that you'll regret.
Yeah. Sam says, like, why am I even here? And Charlotte says, well, I just didn't want you to feel left out. So Carrie's back in the apartment. She's doing her whole column thing. And
that, you know, one that column that she writes once a week and is able to afford a lifestyle in Manhattan. That thing.
With designer clothes. So she says in the voiceover, I started thinking about honesty. Maybe the whole idea was overrated. Maybe coming clean is the ultimate selfish act. A way to absolve yourself by hurting someone who doesn't deserve to be hurt. I cheated on a test in fifth grade with two friends. They confessed, got grounded, and failed the class. I never told anyone, and it never mattered. In a relationship, is honesty really the best policy?
I mean, she's comparing cheating on a test. This is bad. She's not, and it's not that I'm saying it's any better because it could have just been the one time, but this is a relationship. This is an affair that has been going on behind Aiden's back. And she's, you know, asking this question like it's a throwaway thing. Like, oh, well, I cheated on a test and nobody knew. This is a relationship which should be built off of trust.
It's not just someone's feelings involved, but it's like someone's life.
Yeah.
She's also saying, if I decide not to tell him, the consequences of my actions I'll never see.
Because she's delusional.
Yeah, exactly. So it is very, very different. Like, lying to someone and being like, you know, you haven't put on weight. It's a great haircut. Those things to like, not hurt someone's feelings in that way.
I just think, like, she's saying, you know, is honesty always the best policy? And like you say, sometimes you do say things to spare somebody's feelings, or you might not say something as, I don't know, maybe as honestly as you would like to say. You might wrap it up in a little bow and because you care and you don't want that other people's, you know, feelings to be hurt. But she's acting like this is nothing. Like, oh, I, you know, do I have to really tell him? Because, you know.
She's acting as though, you know, she would be doing Aiden a favour.
Literally.
By sparing his feelings.
Yeah.
So next, Miranda is out for dinner with Harris as a stewardess.
With a full scarf on.
Yes, she's almost like, she's really embodying the stewardess whole
fantasy
demeanor. Yeah. She's doing all the actions, you know, like the pointing to like
the exit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's just brilliant. So Carrie says in the voiceover that as a stewardess, Miranda was an extremely charming date. So she's talking about all the perks, and she's even talking, like, it's very soft and like gentle.
Yeah, it's a different Miranda. It's and I do think it has, like, it's given her like a confidence boost.
Yeah, she's acting like she's got, like,
she is acting.
You know,
yeah.
So she's talking all about the perks of being a stewardess and flying in first class. And she's like, you know, once you work in first class, you'll never go back. You know?
She is fully committed to this role. And it's amazing. It's amazing.
It really is. It really, really is. And Harris then says to her, it must be like the best job ever. And she's like, well, you're an ER doctor. Mm. Like, that's pretty good. So that's, you know, we find out his job.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, end up having sex. Mm-hmm. And then,
sorry. And she also, when they were having sex, she still had the scarf on.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God. Amazing.
She says to him, like, I would ask you to stay, but I've got to get up for a 5 a.m. or to go to DC. And he's like, yeah, well, I've got to go to the back to the hospital, you know.
Oh, great.
He says, oh, you must have, like, a boyfriend in every airport. And yeah. She's like, you know, it's quite a lonely job. And then she's like, well, there's this thing on Sunday, you yeah. know. So, yeah, so they've got this. She's really, like, you know, playing up to this.
I actually think, like, I know she wants to have a date for the wedding, but, like, this is your one of your best friend's weddings, and you're going to look back at these pictures and there's just going to be some random guy there, because that's what he is. He's just some random guy, and I just think just go on your own. Like, who cares?
I remember being, right, so I went, when I was like 16, 17, I went on holiday with my friends.
Mm.
I went on holiday with my friend and her family, right? Mm-hmm. While we were there, one of her dad's, like, old friends were getting married.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, oh, you should come to the wedding. And they said, oh, well, they were bringing my daughter's friend.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, bring her along, right?
Mm.
And I remember, like, being, like, they were getting the photography. I was in the photos and all, like, photographer. Like, mm. they got everyone to be in
mm.
one photo at least.
Mm.
And they're probably looking back at those photos going, who the fuck is that?
This is the thing about weddings. I think about this all the time. Like, when yeah. people give a plus one, you don't know who that plus one is going to be yeah. all the time. And it's,
yeah.
I just think, yeah, it's, like, for me, I would be like, it's a lockdown list. Like, if you ain't on this list, I don't want randos.
No, I agree. I don't believe when I get married, there will be any random people there.
We are pausing the podcast to let you know that we are on Patreon. Yes! Woohoo!
You can now become a member of the Carried Away family and get exclusive content, voting privileges, early access, and much, much more.
There are two memberships to choose from, the Carrie and the Samantha. The link is in the show notes. We hope to see you there.
So the girls are all out for drinks, like, this, the day before the wedding. Charlotte's quite drunk, and she reveals to the girls that she hasn't had sex with Trey yet. And they're like, what the actual fuck? And, like, even Samantha's like, you need to try before you buy. Like, yeah. She's like, what? And they're like, you know, what if he's really bad? She says, like, he can't be bad. He's gorgeous. You know, he's like a really good kisser. Like, he can't be bad.
Not just this, but this is one of those, you know, consequences of Charlotte being just a hopeless romantic.
Yeah,
and just
yeah.
thinking everything's fine, everything's great. It's like, no. No.
No.
Try before you buy.
No. Try before you buy.
Always.
Indeed. That night, Miranda, like, after she went out with the girls, she called Harris, called him round to mm-hmm. her house, mm-hmm. and was like, I've just landed back.
I want to see, like, a whole series of Miranda just living, like, this secret life as a stewardess.
Yeah. Can imagine you... she did that, like, you know, she had this, like, double life.
I swear to God, that would be the best thing ever. Like, it's just not very Miranda, but it's what makes it so great. Because normally Miranda,
oh, yeah.
on a usual day, Miranda would be like, well, I'm not changing who I am just to make this,
yes.
this man feel more comfortable. She would normally
pride.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She would normally do that, but she's just, you know, living a life as a stewardess.
She's enjoying it.
Love that for her.
Sam then goes to have sex with the Scotsman.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carrie went to see Aidan. And Aidan was in the middle of making a wedding gift for Charlotte and Trey. So he was actually making it physically a piece of furniture.
The effort that Aidan is putting yeah. into this, essentially for Carrie, because he doesn't, you know,
yeah.
Charlotte is not his friend. And
yeah.
he's doing this for Carrie, basically. And he's
yeah.
putting in so
yes.
much physical effort, time, money. And she's just a liar.
A little liar.
A little liar.
He says that the reason he's, like, you know, he's making it is he wanted it to mean something. He tells her it's a love seat, and it's two different types of woods from two different types of trees that make each other stronger. And it's like two people in love.
Mm-hmm.
And he then shows her the spot in the wood and that has like a mark. And he says that some people would think that it's a flaw, but I think it's beautiful. And Carrie says, like, so flaws can be good. And Aidan says, flaws are the best part. In the voiceover, she says, this was the time to tell him. But if I told him, could he still love me? And then she says, I wasn't ready to find out. And then they just end up having sex.
First of all, they're like about to have sex on this piece of furniture.
On the love seat, yeah.
They're going to gift to Charlotte and Trey, which is
inappropriate,
especially given the issue that is where we're going with Trey and Charlotte. I know they don't know that yet.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And with Aidan and Carrie, actually, like, it's inappropriate all around. Oh, yeah.
Everything about it is not right. But the fact that Carrie's saying in this scene, you know, like, oh, this is the time to tell Aidan about what happened, as if it's a flaw, like as if it's her little imperfect thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like a flaw and an affair. Big difference.
It's completely different. Drunk Charlotte then decides to go and see Trey. And she says, well, she knocks on the door and he's like, what's going on? And she says, it's officially our wedding day. And I can't wait any longer. Can we make love right now? And he's like completely fine with it. The scene literally cuts from them. Like he's lifting her into the bedroom.
Yeah.
To them lying on the bed.
Staring at the ceiling.
Staring at the ceiling, looking so disappointed. And Trey's like, what does he say? He just goes, well, that was a disappointment or something like that. Or no, he says, that was unfortunate.
Yeah.
So we don't actually know at that point what has happened, but
Charlotte's
saying, like, has this happened before?
Mm.
And he says, like, now and then. He says, sometimes intercourse doesn't do it for me. And Charlotte's just like, oh. And he says that sex is such a small part of a relationship, and, you know, and that's what I love about you. You don't care about this. But she clearly does. Like, sex is a big part of a relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, she obviously is aware of that and is so disappointed, obviously, and, like, concerned.
Yeah, and, like, this is also the issue, like, if that is, you know, important, because everybody's different, but if that is important to you, or whatever it is that is important to you, whether it's sex, whether it's this, whether it's, you know, whatever, you have to be honest and from day one.
Yeah.
Because she's up until now, they've not had sex. So Trey is probably just thinking, well, she's probably just not that sexual, but it is important to Charlotte. So why is she, I don't know why she's treating it like it's this, like, special thing.
That night then, Carrie can't sleep, so she goes outside of Aidan's apartment and she's sitting having a cigarette outside. And Aidan comes up and, or gets up and goes out and sits next to her. And he says, this isn't going to work. She says, what, us?
Mm.
And he says, no, you can't get up at 3 a.m. and sneak out to have a cigarette. And she says, I just couldn't stop. I really tried. And he says, well, I just have to deal with it. This is a flaw. Smoking is a flaw.
Yeah.
He says, you know, it's more, you're more than just a smoker. Like, we all have flaws. And she then basically is about to go and say, tell him about Big. She says, you know, I have something to tell you. And he says, what? And then she just says, I love you.
I don't understand why she said that. Even if she felt it in that moment. Why say that?
It's like almost making it worse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's literally on the tip of the tongue that she's going to tell him. She wants to. It's something that, whether she's planning to or not, I don't know. But it's right there on the tip of the tongue. And you know it's going to come. Mm-hmm. You know she's been toying with the idea of what am I going to do. Why say that? It just makes why? Just stab him in the face and get it over with.
Just do it!
Just hurt him, you bitch.
So she says to him, she's going to go home and get ready for the wedding. He offers to, like, come with her. And she says, no, do you just stay and then come pick me up? Miranda and Harris are in Miranda's kitchen. They're making breakfast and she's cutting stuff up and she cuts her finger. She's bleeding. She's then like walking around with her finger like in his face basically. And she says, you know, what should I do? It's bleeding. Do I need stitches? Blah, blah, blah. And he's just freaking out. And he says, get that away from me. Blood makes me really queasy. Mm. And she then is like steps back and she says, you're a doctor though, aren't you? And he then confesses that he isn't. Mm-hmm. He says he works in like a shop or something. Yeah. And he says that he just really wanted to sleep with a stewardess. So instead of telling the truth, Miranda says, I think you should leave, Harris. And I hope I never have you on one of my flights. In a really dramatic way. Like, it's so funny. And he goes, I'll never be on first class. And she says, no, you wouldn't.
It's so good. And it's the way she says as well. Like, when he first says it, she's like, so you lied? Like,
yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's so funny. That's the end of Miranda the stewardess, really?
Oh, do you know what? It deserved longer.
It really did, but I'm glad we had the moment.
We did, but we all like let's. Yeah. We could have not had the sandwich and just had more of the stewardess.
Yeah.
Miranda's done her life as a stewardess. I'm telling you, this is not the first time she's done this.
No, and it won't be the last.
She got into character so.
She really did. She had those scarves already.
Exactly. She knows what she's doing.
So Aidan comes to pick Carrie up for the wedding. She's running late, obviously. She says she has to be...
Sorry, I was just going to say, I don't understand why she's not getting ready with the bridal party. Don't think that was weird?
Maybe that's not what they... I do think it's weird.
I was just like, why is
she... But maybe that's just not what they were doing. Yeah, why? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I was just like, why is she not with everybody else? Why is she in her apartment? I know it makes more sense for the storyline, but
Yeah.
When Charlotte was planning this, she wasn't like, well, this is the moment where Aiden's going to come. You know?
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. You need to have your moment with Aiden.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good point. She's running late, obviously. If I was Charlotte, I would tell Carrie...
Like 3 hours before.
Exactly.
There is...
Like, she's one of those people.
There is literally, like, everybody knows that. Person or those people that if you say show up at 9, they're there at 10 or 10:30. So you tell them an hour and a half before,
and then they're on time.
Yeah, because you know what they're like. And the fact that Carrie hasn't even bothered to take that extra time to make sure that she's got enough time.
No. Aidan is then trying to be romantic. It's like, you know, you're really pretty. Like, tries to give her a hug and be, you know. And she's, like, backing away. She's, like, you know, can't even look at him, really. And he's like, you know, what is wrong? And she just blurts out, in this moment.
I know.
Blurts out that she had slept with Big. And she said, it's over. You know, it was wrong. I know. And he asks, you know, was it once? Because she really only said she slept with him once.
She said, I slept with my ex-boyfriend. That is what she said. That's half the story, babe.
That is, I know, and I thought, is she going to try and get away with just telling him it happened once? Because if he said, did it, you know, if he didn't ask this question. So she said, he said, you know, did it happen more than once? And she said, yes. So... He is obviously devastated and he says he just wants to be alone and that is it. She told him.
What?
Yeah. Right what before a moment. Fucking wedding. What a moment.
What a moment. And she could, I'm sorry, she could have just, she's been lying to him literally since the first like day of the meeting, not even being in a relationship.
Oh yeah,
she's been lying to him since day one. What's an extra day? Just wait until tomorrow and just
wait until after the dinner.
Yeah,
just like go home. I cheated on you.
Yeah, get the fuck out. We didn't pay for you dinner. It's the 90 or 91. Get out, you know?
You gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh. So, Charlotte is just about to walk down the aisle, but Carrie is late, obviously. We hear the bagpipes starting, and Carrie then eventually runs in. And so they all go, and they're walking down one by one. So I think Samantha walks down first, and Carrie says in the voiceover, despite all her bitching, she really enjoyed being a bridesmaid. Miranda then walks down the aisle, and Carrie says that she was able to find a last minute date. And we see Stanford in the crowd waving.
He was really so cute in the audience.
Yeah. And then Carrie is about to walk down. She takes a couple of steps, and then Charlotte calls her back. She's like, I have something to tell you. And Carrie's like, cannot wait.
Yeah, like right now.
You know, really? You're right now, really. And she says, Trey can't get it up. And Carrie sort of, I think Carrie did great in this moment, right?
Yeah.
And she sort of says,
I'll give it that. Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, it was probably like the wedding night jitters. And she says, Carrie in the voiceover says, since she was already in the big white dress, I reached for a little white lie. She says, you know, it happens to everybody. You probably jerked off before you got there, and he was too embarrassed to tell you.
Mm.
And she says, you know, I really love him. But she looks so hesitant. This is Charlotte, by the way.
Mm.
Says, you know, she really loves him, but she looked really hesitant. And Carrie says, if you don't want to go through with this, we will walk out of here, get a cab, and everybody is just going to have to deal with it. And Charlotte thinks about it.
Mm.
She's not like instantly like, no, yeah. I'm getting married. She thinks about it and then says, no, I'm getting married.
Yeah.
And Carrie's like, right, okay. So she's about to walk down the aisle again. She says, and then Charlotte calls her back again. Yeah. She's like, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
So she eventually gets Charlotte down the aisle. Carrie says in the voiceover, Charlotte was 34, single, and standing in a $14,000 dress. She was getting married, and not even a low libido could stop her. So she walks down the aisle with her dad.
Mm. Doesn't Carrie say something in the voiceover? She says something along the lines of, there was something old, something new, and someone Samantha blew about Caleb.
Yes, yeah. So after the ceremony, everybody's standing outside the church, you know, throwing confetti, doing all that stuff. And we see Aiden standing outside the church. And Carrie goes to talk to him. And he says, I've been walking around the block for an hour and I just couldn't bring myself to go in. And she says, you know, I'm so sorry. I never meant to hurt you. And he's crying, she's crying. And she says, couldn't it be like the wood? That's my flaw, and you're the other wood that makes us stronger. So he says, it's not that simple. I wish I didn't know about this. And she says, people make mistakes. He says, I just know this isn't going to be the kind of thing I can get over. And he says, I just need to be on my own for a while.
Mm.
And she's like crying into his arms. And he's being very nice to her.
Considering.
In this moment. Yeah.
Considering what she has just offloaded onto him. There's that clear boundary there is of no, you know, we can't be together anymore. But he is being so sweet to her, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, it's like, does she deserve this? I don't know.
Yeah. But that's just a reflection of like Aiden being so perfect. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
But quite perfect.
Quite perfect.
So she's crying into his arms and he's like kissing her on the head and he says, I really loved you. And he walks away. And Miranda shouts for Carrie and says, like, they need us for photos. And Miranda sort of obviously then notices that she's quite upset.
Mm.
And Carrie says, I told them. Her and Miranda go up with Charlotte and Samantha, and the four of them are getting their photos outside the church. Carrie's like standing there, like trying to like put a smile on her face. Mm. And Miranda's just being there for her.
Yeah.
You know, just like, you know, just not even like obviously not making it noticeable, but like just like, I'm here.
Yeah. She literally doesn't even really say anything, but like she's, you know, she's taking like a handbag off and she's holding the flower. Like she's is just like physically being there. without... Yeah, it's just like, good friend.
Carrie says, it's hard to find people that love you no matter what. I was lucky enough to have three of them. And that is the end of the episode. That was a long episode, actually. So hopefully you stuck around for it, because it was a great episode.
Yeah, it really, it like, it was a lot of great things, but also like last episode, it was also like a bit tragic. Like, you know, it's the end of Carrie and Aiden, but we've also got Miranda being a stewardess. Trey can't get it up. And Samantha is fucking some guy who she doesn't have a clue what he's saying.
For Charlotte and Miranda, though, for Charlotte and Carrie, we're sort of moving into a new phase of their lives.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Carrie is now single. Charlotte is now married with a man who can't get it up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going into a new phase.
We really
are. That's interesting. It's exciting. I'm excited.
Oh my God. Yeah. I hope things get better for Miranda.
Yes. I'm like, remember thinking about what happens in the next episode. I'm like,
Yeah.
What I would like, I have my experiences with speed dating.
Please.
I met my partner meeting in speed dating.
Did you?
Did you not know that?
I knew that you went speed dating. I didn't realize that Brian, you met him speed dating.
Yeah.
I thought you met him on Tinder. Or some, like,
no,
an app.
We met speed dating.
Oh my God.
Yes. God. So I was going to say, because there were some characters when I went speed dating. Should we do a bonus of me, of my
stories.
Speed dating stories?
Oh my God. Absolutely. I feel like you've definitely told me some, but.
Oh yeah, you know, I probably have.
You've definitely told me some, but yeah, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. So if you want to hear that episode, get on Patreon right now. Well, if that has not enticed you enough to get on Patreon, we have many a bonus episode.
We have many
for about a year. For about a year's worth of bonus episodes. So get on it.
Get on over there.
Yes.
Well,
yes. Thanks very much for listening.
Thank you.